Mahalo nei, taloha nei, talofa lava, mahalo le soifu, ma le langi mama, kia orana, mahalo ele lei, whakalofa lahi atu, talofa, ko oku mele mele puka, meo, mai te ama, e momo lava pihikia pe te tato tamana i te langi mo tana tauhinga, mana haka manuianga, mo ki tato uma. Mo te ola ma te mahalohe ku maue ki tato, toka tino in tato tamohaina be nei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
Something missing in this world today. There's something gone, we've lost it along the way. God hasn't left us, He comes to every heart. Isn't it love we need? God, give us the love we need. Doesn't boast, isn't proud. Love is never rude. Doesn't say he gets on. Isn't easily angered. Keeps no record of wrongs. Oh, love. It's an amazing thing to think about God's love for us.
malo falava malo le sue fu malo e le lei che ora nani sambolo vinaka talo hani kalo falahia tu en che ora tato ka to to. God is good, and we praise him because he has woken us up this morning. And as we normally do, yeah, we would just like to open our program with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this great opportunity that we have woken us up again. And we thank you for the gift of life and the breath of life, Lord. We give you all glory and honor. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Due to illness of the flu, our special guest is unable to be with us this morning, and his name is Cremer Hovflich. And of course, Cremer hopes to represent New Zealand in archery. He was a keen sportsman before an accident put him in a wheelchair in 2008. And he sent his sincere apologies, and he will be with us. Hopefully he will recover from the flu by next Tuesday. Therefore, we're going to do some reminders program this morning with some health topics. And I would like to start off with rheumatic fever awareness. And it's from Heart Foundation. Rheumatic fever is a serious condition that can lead to rheumatic heart disease. You can get rheumatic fever more than once. Learn what you can do to avoid getting rheumatic fever and protect your heart. Rheumatic fever is a serious illness that can cause damage in your heart as well as swelling and pain in your elbows, wrists, knees, and ankles. You may also notice a skin rash, fever, or jerky movements. Over time, most of these symptoms will go away, but any damage to your heart may stay. Rheumatic fever starts with a sore throat caused by group or stiff or tropical bugs, that's a bacteria. And so heart valve play an important role in making sure blood flows in one direction through the heart. When blood starts flowing backward, it can cause problems throughout your body. Rheumatic fever most frequently affects Maori and Pacific young people between the ages of 4 to 19 years. And so we'd like to support and encourage these messages from the Ministry of Health to our community in remembering what to do. And this time would like to remind us of what rheumatic fever awareness, especially now we're going into the winter weather, cold, raining. Yeah, just an advice to our parents with young children, make sure they keep warm and so they won't get the cold or the flu. As rheumatic fever is a serious condition that can lead to rheumatic heart disease. We'll be right back.
I want to walk and all you bought on the tree. You suffered so much pain. You didn't suffer that pain in vain. 'Cause I want to live. Oh, you died for me to be. Help me take my eyes off my problems. Take a look at what you faced. When they raised that hammer high and they held those nails in place. When I see Calvary, it's all different. When I see Calvary, it's all changed. And I know I can overcome. Just because you overcame. I want to live all you died for me to be. I want to walk in all you bought on a tree. Suffered so much pain. You didn't suffer that pain in vain. 'Cause I wanna live. Oh, you died for me to be. I wanna live. Oh, you died for me to be. I wanna live. Oh, you died for me to be.
Next on our list is healthy lifestyles awareness. Lower salt intake. Too much salt intake increases blood pressure in the long run, which also increases risk of heart disease and stroke. The intake of processed foods and fast food should also be decreased because these are typically high in sodium and other preservatives that are bad for general health. Salt intake should only be around 6 grams a day for adults, and this equates to only a little more than 1 teaspoon. Exercise regularly. Being active physically is an important part of good overall health. There are many forms of exercise, and you just need to find one that suits your preferences. Even 20 minutes of workout a day can help improve your health. It would be best to combine cardiovascular exercise with some weight training to strengthen your heart and other muscles in the body. Get your daily dose of vitamin D. Vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin since it is created by the body. After sun exposure, about 25% of children have a vitamin D deficiency, especially because most children spend a lot of time indoors today. The result is brittle bones and other health problems. There are vitamin D fortified foods like cereals and beverages for those who don't want to be exposed unprotected to the sun. increase calcium intake. Calcium is a very important mineral, not just for healthy bones and teeth. It is also vital for other bodily functions like the contraction of muscles. Eat a balanced diet. Balance is the key to having a healthy diet. You need to eat a wide variety of unprocessed foods like fruits, vegetables, starchy food, and lean protein sources. You need the right ratio of fat, carbohydrates, and protein.
Calvary, and I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. It's shame and reproach gladly bear. And you call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And I'll cherish the old trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross. I will cling to the old rugged cross.
Number three on our list is importance of walking. We want more people walking and enjoying public spaces, be they young or old, fast or slow, whether walking, sitting, commuting, shopping, between appointments, or out on the streets for exercise, for leisure, or for pleasure. Walking may be the simplest way to work out. You can do it almost anywhere, and it's a snap to get started. Just put on one foot in front of the other. There are many great reasons to walk. Your heart will get stronger. You'll lower your blood pressure, and your bones will get stronger. Walking also eases stress, helps you sleep better, and can boost your outlook on life. Long walks help you clear your head, pace your thoughts, and calm you down. Figuratively speaking, the benefits of walking seem so obvious that they are rarely discussed. we forget how it's great exercise that also helps you tone your legs, shed the extra weight, and doesn't need you to have an exclusive gym membership. It quickens your heartbeat, circulating more blood and oxygen to your muscles and your organs, including the brain. Experts suggest that brisk walking for 30 minutes at a moderate speed can help you burn 150 to 200 calories.
From the rock of ages, we shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not.
Health. Children in New Zealand who meet the eligibility criteria for publicly funded health and disability services are entitled to free basic oral health services from birth to 17 years of age until their 18th birthday. Enroll your child as early as possible so that you can arrange the first checkup. Your child's first visit will usually be between their first and second birthdays. Dental staff will let you know the time of your appointment once you enroll. How to enroll? It's easy to enroll. Just call 0800-TALK-TEETH, 0800-825-583. Keep checking. Don't wait for teeth problems. Take your child for regular checkups. Dental checkups for young children mean problems are recognized and treated early. Try to get an appointment for a time when your child isn't tired. Always be positive about dental visits. Use language such as keeping your teeth healthy and keeping your smile beautiful. Standard treatments are free and include root examination to check teeth for decay and look at the gums and mouth for any problems. X-rays used to find tooth decay and other problems that can't be seen. Fluoride treatment, which helps make the surface of the teeth more resistant to decay. Tissues sealant, which are a thin layer of white filling painted onto teeth that are at risk of developing tooth decay. Cleaning to plug staining and tartar from teeth. Fillings to restore teeth that have been affected by tooth decay. Extractions to remove teeth that have been badly affected by tooth decay.
Drowning.
in a sea of hurt. Feels like life couldn't get any worse. There's a blessing waiting to push back the curse, 'cause somebody's praying.
Cholesterol awareness, managing high cholesterol. Want to know what cholesterol is? Find out how high cholesterol can affect your heart and what you can do to manage it. Cholesterol is a type of fat that circulates in your blood. Your body needs some cholesterol to work properly, but when you have high cholesterol, it speeds up the process of atherosclerosis. This is when plaque builds up in your artery walls, narrowing arteries and restricting blood flow. Eventually, the plaque can get so large and hard that it cracks and a clot forms over the plaque. If this clot blocks an artery, it can cause a heart attack or stroke. What can we do to lower our cholesterol? Making healthy changes to your lifestyle will help you manage your blood pressure, cholesterol, and lower your risk of heart attack or stroke. Your doctor may suggest medications as an option that can lower your cholesterol and risk of heart attack and stroke. The thought of making changes may seem overwhelming, but the good news is that even a small change can have a positive impact. You can choose to work on as many or as few risk factors as you would like. And so we are encouraged to do exercises. Welcome back. Now we're going to talk about drug and alcohol. Alcohol and drug abuse is serious. It can affect your physical health, state of mind, relationships, and finances. It can put you in legal trouble. If you or someone you care about has an alcohol or other drug problem, or you want to change your habits, there is help available. It's important to remember that you aren't alone. If you'd like confidential advice and support to get help for yourself or someone you know, contact Alcohol Drug Helpline, General Free Phone 0800-78-797, extension 868. It's important if you or someone you know feel unsafe because of another person's drinking or drug use, call the police. If you find someone unconscious, call an ambulance, dial 111. Support for alcohol and drug problems. If you or someone you care about has an alcohol or other drug problem, or you want to change your habits, there is help available. It's important to remember that you are not alone. Next on the list is nutrients. Energy. Our bodies need energy to grow and repair themselves, keep warm, and do physical activity. Energy comes from food and drink, in particular from carbohydrate, protein, fat, and alcohol. This energy is measured in kilos or equaling of kilos in nutrition calorie, and kilocalorie are sometimes used to mean the same thing. Carbohydrates are the main providers of energy in our diet. Every body cell, including the brain, requires a constant supply of glucose as fuel, most of which is provided by the carbohydrates in food and drinks. Food rich in fiber also contain powerful protective agents such as antioxidants. High fiber diets can also help in weight control and the management of diseases such as diabetes. Protein is a source of energy, but its main role in the body is growth and repair. It helps in the formation of muscles, hair, nails, skin, and organs such as the heart, kidneys, and liver. Contrary to popular belief, fat is an essential nutrient with a host of important functions within the body. It is essential for supplying the body with omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids, producing healthy cell membranes and maximizing the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins and fat-soluble antioxidants, such as lipoprene and beta-carotene. Fat is found in many foods and comes from both animal and vegetables. of course. We're getting close to the end of our time today. And Te Ama and our partner, Waitemata District Board, are proud to work together to promote health and quality of life for our Pacific population. So on behalf of Te Ama team, our crew, we'd like to thank you to all our beautiful listeners for tuning in this morning today. And of course, be sure to turn in again on Te Ama Radio at 11:35 on Planet FM 104.6. We wish you well and God bless you until we meet again the next Tuesday at same time, same place. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time. May you bless our listeners, Lord. The same blessings that we pray for each and every one of us until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. Everything I do it for you. Look into your eyes.
Twisting in the water, you're just like a dream.